Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Can I start with some sad stuff? I was very, very shocked, as I think most of the cricketing community were, to wake up this morning to discover that a legend of the game, Dean Jones, has passed away overnight. Now, he was
very sad.
59. It's a suspected heart attack that happened overnight in India, where he was commentating for the Indian Premier League. There are some reports that say Brett Lee performed CPR on him but was unable to revive him.
Wow.
So, I mean, just, yeah, a pretty traumatic experience for everybody. I know I'm not the sportiest bloke in the world, and it's kind of weird for me to say, you know, that to look at sports people as kind of a hero. But if there was one out of the Australian cricket team, it was Dean Jones. Like, I don't think anybody did as much for, like, one day international cricket than him. Like, he was an absolute legend of the terrible pyjama game. You know what I mean? You know what
I'm talking about. Wasn't he the one that made like 200 and something runs and weighed himself and sued while he was doing it?
Yes. Yes. Like, it was 210 in Madras in 1986.
Yeah.
Okay, so he batted through. Yeah, he basically did that.
Weighed himself.
It was nausea, was leg cramps, it was vomiting. It was 50-degree heat.
Brutal.
50-degree heat. He batted for 503 minutes, 330 deliveries. He lost 8 kilos and scored 210 runs in amongst it all. And then, like, a matter of days later,
crazy,
came out and scored, like, just shy of 50 runs in another one-day international game. Like, he was just, like, a legend. And one of the cool things about this business is that occasionally you get to, like, interview legends like that, like, your heroes. And I did. And he was the nicest bloke. Like, he was
exactly
what you imagine he would be, you know? So, yeah, it's a big loss for Australia. Big loss for Australia.
Yeah, very, very sad.
And I'll always remember him. I mean, if nobody rocked the zinc in the late 80s, early 90s like Dean Jones. So, yeah, big loss. If you're looking to maybe find something to help you feel a bit better, Qantas, as part of their memorabilia sell-off, are offering 1,000 747 galley carts. You know the ones, the drinks carts that they push down the aisles?
They're giving rid of their drinks carts.
The 747 half bar cart features 40 mini bottles of white wine, 40 mini bottles of red, a bottle of champers from the business class cellar, 2 Qantas business class amenity kits that I don't know what's in the ASPAR travel essentials. There's a Sheridan throw rug made for first class, made of 100% combed cotton.
Ooh. Combed cotton?
I know.
With a little comb.
I feel like I want that on my head. And 2 Qantas business class sleeper suits, even got the sizes. Anyway.
And how much is this? Because I feel like it's going to be a ridiculous amount.
$974. Oh, and 70 cents. So it's $9,747.
Oh, okay. Oh. Love that.
Including delivery or 169,000 Qantas points.
That you can never use ever again.
You might as well use them on this, I suppose.
Yeah, what?
They've got a number of full-size carts too with double the items for 14,747. So $1,474.70, including delivery, or 256,000 Qantas points. If you're keen, if you want to start your own,
I can't really remember what the carts look like, but
they're not that
remarkable. I feel like they're very ugly because they're made to be stable and keep everything in. You know what I mean? They're not beautiful bar carts.
They're boxes. Yeah. they're boxes with drawers.
Very secure.
They're like a filing cabinet.
I know,
really.
Who would want
Except
that?
They've got mini bottles of wine.
You want all the stuff that's in it, but I don't feel like it's worth $900. If you want to spend your money on it, go for it.
You can probably get it for a cheaper price elsewhere if you bought the parts individually. Anyway,
if you shop around.
Yeah, that's right.
Shop and save.
The sale starts on the Qantas website today, so do with that what you will.
Nikki and Tamello's 3 things you need to know.
All right, first off, double demerits have now been activated for the Queen's birthday long weekend. Now, just thinking about
watch
this.
Out.
Imagine if you caught with your phone, with a new phone law. So it'd be $1,000 and what, 8 points?
I don't even know.
In double because
every point you've ever owned, they'll take
pretty
from
much.
You.
So, yeah, look. Be careful.
Yeah.
Now, since it is also essentially the start of school holidays, like, you know, today, really. I mean, how much are they doing today? Pixar Putt begins at RAC Arena today to start the holidays. And that's the start of a lot of school holiday activity.
Yeah.
King Carnival has action.
Awesome.
Spring Farm Fair is on at Claremont Showgrounds. As always, our website has plenty of options for you. And September 25 is a very busy day on the American National Days calendar. I've just had a look at it, right?
Yeah.
It's National Cooking Day. It's German Sandwich Day.
German Sandwich Day.
Never really pictured German sandwiches as being...
I say, I never thought of sandwiches in Germany.
Not a big part of their cuisine, I would have thought, but there you go. National Comic Book Day in America. It's National Daughters Day. It's National Lobster Day.
Wow.
And according to them, and this kind of makes me a little bit sad, if the world hadn't been all 2020 this year, it would have been Grand Final Day in Australia. They actually had the... It's Grand Final Friday.
Really?
They had it listed because, yeah, I suppose it would have been the last Saturday in September. But that's now happening in October.
Yes.
No footy this weekend.
I thought it was in October for a while.
Well, I think it was September once. And everyone was a bit weirded out by it. Anyway. Now, you've heard of the Ig Nobel Prizes? Yeah. Now, they're a parody of the Nobel Prize that started in 1991 and are awarded for real, in so quote marks, achievements that are meant to make you laugh but also make you realise how much better the world can do.
Mm.
So the 2020 Ig Nobel Prize for Peace was awarded to India and Pakistan who, and this is true, have deputised their diplomats to ring the other country's embassy's doorbell and run away in the middle of the night. That's where international relations have got to.
Oh, God.
And sadly, I don't even think that's the most immature examples of politicians when you stop and think about it.
Mm.
But there you go. I mean, at least they're not leaving burning bags of dog poo on the doorstep.
No, I mean, there could be one step further.
Yeah. I mean, as far as we know, that wasn't reported. So. Now, The Bachelor wrapped last night on 10 and WA's own Bali adventurer Lachie Gilbert made his choice. And on the line this morning, the new couple, Lachie and Irina. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, hello.
Morning, morning.
Morning.
Welcome, welcome. Now, there was a moment there, I think, where a lot of people maybe thought you were going to be like that kid in the taco commercial. You know, why don't we have both?
What made you decide in the end? What was the final factor that thought Irina is the lady for me?
Well, I just thought it kind of hit me that my whole life has been like just like not really seeing what's coming around the corner, and I didn't really want that anymore. And with Irina, I saw the future, I saw getting married, I saw the kids, I saw living together. And when that hit me, I was like, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, right. Now, I mean, it must have been hard watching it back, Irina. I mean, seeing Lachie say he was in love with another woman must have been pretty crazy last night for you two. Did you watch it together?
We did watch it together, and Lachie and I had already spoken about the finale when we wrapped up filming. So, yeah, he had already told me what to expect. And, yeah, seeing it, you know, I know how he feels about me, and that's all that matters. And, yeah, he's just got such a big heart, and he followed that and, you know, was very open and honest and real with his emotions.
But come on, were there still some sly digs on the couch? Like, did you cast some shade at him? You know?
No, I didn't. He kept my eyes covered for some of the bits.
Probably best.
Fair enough.
Now, have either of you spoken to Bella since the finale?
No.
No, we both, I think it's best for everyone if we, just stay separate.
Yeah, fair enough too. It's a pretty intense period. It's a pretty intense kind of process.
Yeah.
Did you, just on a side point, did you kind of, you know, let it all loose? Were you, I mean,
What are you asking?
Well, I mean, were you kind of running through the, I was going to say the tulip fields, but it wasn't. Were you running through the canola fields too with Lachie?
Because we know you've moved to Perth now. So did you get your kit off and you'll go running together? Was that the behind the scenes bit we didn't see in that photo?
No, I haven't been over to Perth just yet.
Yeah, right.
We'll be making our way over there very shortly. So we're just in Sydney at the moment.
Right.
And then, we're going to drive over to Perth together. So once we get there, who knows if
Kids
the canola fields are still there. We might go for a little run.
I don't think they're going anywhere in a hurry. It's quite a change for you. New bloke, new town, new job.
Yeah.
I know. Lots of changes in my life. And, 2020, has been tough on everyone. And yeah, I kind of feel a little bit selfish that I've got, everything that I've ever asked for during this crazy year.
Well, I mean, somebody had to benefit from it, didn't they?
Yeah.
At least one person had to have a good year. Well, congrats. I hope you're happy together. And there's any, what's next? Have you got anything planned on the horizon?
Just lots of travelling first. We're going to, you know, switch our phones off and just spend as much time, you know, together and alone to make up for lost time. And, yeah, then make our way over to Perth.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. We hope to see you soon.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news served on the rocks with a mini umbrella, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid have welcomed their first child, a little girl, into the world. Zayn posted a black and white photo of his new daughter holding his hand and wrote, "Our baby girl is here, healthy and beautiful. The love I feel for this tiny human is beyond my understanding." Adding, "Grateful to know her, proud to call her mine, and thankful for the life we will have together." The Evel Knievel estate is suing Disney and Pixar over their Toy Story 4 character, Duke Kaboom.
That was the Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves character, the stunt character. K&K Promotions, the brand that owns Knievel's intellectual property, claims the character is a blatant rip-off of Knievel. I mean, I think that's the point.
Well, yeah.
The company also says that Disney ripped off the Evel Knievel stunt cycle toy. Kelly Knievel, Evel's son, says, "Evel Knievel did not thrill millions around the world, break his bones and spill his blood just so Disney could make a bunch of money." I mean, I think you should be taking it as a huge compliment to his legacy.
You would think so.
Like the way that people rip off Arnold Schwarzenegger all the time, you know? Like,
unfortunately, though, some people think we could make a bit of cash out of that.
I do feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens there. Tenacious D appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live this week to talk about their latest album and being responsible rockers. Black said their album Post-Apocalypto was conceptualized after Donald Trump was elected president. They performed a medley of their new songs, Save the World and Post-Apocalypto.
You've got to save the world.
So good. Sharon Stone has appeared on Watch What Happens Live this week and shared that Robert De Niro was the best kiss she's ever had.
Well, Robert De Niro was for sure the best kisser. There was so much attached to it, but I was just so madly in love with him that he probably could have hit me in the head with a hammer and I would have been like, oh yeah, it was pretty fabulous. So I don't know that I could compare anything else to that. Everything else was kind of like, meh.
Wow. She really loves him. And 5 Second of Summer's Ashton Irwin is releasing a solo album next month.
Cool.
Irwin says that Super Bloom explores his childhood, alcoholism, depression, body dysmorphia, death, addiction, despair, and hope.
Wow.
Wowee, that's a lot. The album drops October 23, and his first solo single is called Skinny Skinny. It's out now.
Think about the future. Hey, skinny, skinny, too bad. Too bad.
Cool. Cool.
Nice. Like it. Out now, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki and Zamello.
97.3 Coast FM.